Gary, you and I over the years have had the kind of a twofold purpose with our program. One is to help people with problems they're having with their computers and the internet.
And we do that in the second hour.
Yep. And also to help promote business in Michigan and organizations or institutions that help Michigan grow.
That's right.
I think
using technology,
and so that's why I'm delighted today to be able to welcome to our program the president of Lawrence Technological University, Dr. Varinder Modgill. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I was delighted to be with you, with my colleagues, and talking about technology and how we participate in the emergence of Michigan.
Oh yes,
as a great state for technology.
Well, you know, it's we want to thank you, and I'm sure you've been thanked many times for this. But we do a lot of promotion and try to help the Michigan chapter of Women in Technology, and they do an awful lot with your university, right?
Absolutely, they do. In fact, we have chapters within the university which is specially targeted for women engineers. And we talk about some of our alumni who are in Ford Motor Company, General Motors, and others who have leadership positions in these companies, and ask them to come and inspire young women mm-hmm. to go into engineering or technology fields. And I think it's working very well.
Yeah. We'd love to see it work a little better, though, right?
I think so. And our effort is that, and that's why I think our new initiative in STEM Center will help us bring many more women and young girls in adopting a career in technology area mm-hmm. driven by STEM education.
Yeah. LTU has come a long way. As we were driving over here, Ed was remembering when it was this Lawrence Tech. We used to call it was Lawrence Tech School. And its focus was on building up and providing technologically skilled people for the industries around here. It's gone on, though, now to become a full-fledged university.
We have. You know, initially, as most people know, we have a great legacy. It was started in 1932 on mm-hmm. Henry Ford's Model T plant.
Wow.
As LIT, which is Lawrence Institute of Technology.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And this was the concept which people ought to know because very important for our existence and for Michigan. This was the first institution that actually started evening programs. Henry Ford wanted his employees to have education. So they work in the morning time uh-huh. on the plant. In the evening, they took classes and actually could get a degree.
Now, would he subsidize the classes as well?
He did, and we also gave discount. It was sure. tough time during
right.
Depression.
Sure, sure.
What we made it from there. But as we grew, I think our programs and emphasis grew a lot larger than the initial program.
You know, if he were standing in the middle of that beautiful campus today, I wonder if he would be as awestruck as many are when they look around and see just how beautiful it is and how much it's grown.
I think we have come of age, you're very right, Gary, yep. that our alumni, when they come back to campus after 20, 30, 40 years, they are out of their mind. They say, I don't believe this is Lawrence Tech. Because they grew up in one building and a small campus, one site mm-hmm. program where people came for took classes and then they went home. There was no student life. There were no sports. And then they introduced sports, and we were among the very best basketball football team in the country in 1940s and 50s.
Oh, no kidding.
Then one of our presidents simply says, we just want to focus on technology education, no sports. So we got dry for a few years.
And see, that's when U of M sighed. It was a big sigh of relief that came out of Ann Arbor.
That's
at that
right,
point.
Probably.
And then more recently, we have reinstituted sports program in 12, 13 areas. And the idea is that we don't want NBA, NFL players come out of our college. Mm-hmm. We want students who have healthy mind and healthy body.
Right.
But they engage in sports like they do our children in high school, middle class. They play sports, but not necessarily for a career.
Right.
So they have that outlet after they had a good day of work. So we have a student life instituted now. Another thing that you mentioned, which is very important, as a major change in our emphasis. So we are now moving from a commuter campus to a residential campus.
Oh, really? That's mm-hmm. it is a
because we want to retain our students mm-hmm. for as a teamwork. We all know that
sure.
every company, small or large, there is a teamwork.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No individual is running a company.
Right.
Well, so if students live on campus, they will talk to each other. They'll do small projects mm-hmm. over dinner, over lunch, walking around the campus. So we are now building a third housing campus facility on campus. And we did groundbreaking and fall 15, we'll have third housing on campus.
Excellent. Ed, you, pardon me, Cal.
I got to ask the question because I'm just mystified. So can an athletic student get a scholarship in athletics at LTU?
Yes, they do.
I love it.
Amazing.
Yes, they do. And actually, our athletic program has grown exponentially last 3-4 years. We have over 300 students who are athletic scholarship.
You know, I think I've convinced my son that, that, you know, because he's a lacrosse player, I convinced him to go pro, just not in sports. And I think that's what you're trying to do with your students, right? Yeah. Go play sports, but there's another career
as
out
a part
there.
Of a balance.
I think sports is for passion and interest at our college, university. Yeah. It's not that they're coming here to go to a big league.
Well, you mentioned also
if they do, that's fine with us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's not the purpose. They're students first. Athletes then.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned teamwork is a very, very important part of in the business world, in technology, and anything like that. Be learning, Gary, you've spoken of that many times with the agile kind of development that you've been involved
with. That's right, all team.
That
all
notion of people working together. You don't want all-stars standing out rather than being able to function as a team.
Absolutely. Another thing that is hallmark of our current education is project-based learning. So no more where you open a textbook and you give a lecture and you go home. In fact, we go to the industry and ask them, how can we help with your work? They give us a project saying, this is an issue that is of difficulty for us. We take it to our campus. We put a professor and student saying, this is your project, you solve it.
Yeah, just like the real world.
So this is theory and practice at its very best.
Doctor,
project-based learning.
I got to ask you a question, a personal question.
Please.
I'm just looking at your background here. Your PhD is in zoology and biochemistry.
That is correct.
Which you earned in India. But you've served in places like Serbia, in many places.
Paris. Yes,
Serbia, France, as well as in your home country of India.
Czechoslovakia, Spain, a number of places,
How did somebody with that kind of world experience land here in Detroit?
Well, I started my career many, many years ago in 73, 76, actually. I published some papers which were attracted by Mayo Clinic, Rochester, Minnesota. Mm. And they asked me if I'd be interested to join them. I said, you're kidding me? When? So I was a fellow for endocrine research at Mayo Clinic from 73 to 76. Mm. After that, I wanted my independent laboratory. So I looked around. I had some very big names that offered me job, but there was no independence. So Michigan, I came. I started at Oakland University. I was there 36 years and 11 as provost before I came to Lawrence Tech as president. So I had a very successful a fleet of students at doctoral, undergraduate level training, and they're all doctors in the area. Some have biomedical engineering. After that, I was involved in creating the School of Medicine, the most recent School of Medicine in Michigan. Oakland University, William Bowman School of Medicine.
My goodness, yes.
After that, I said, I need a different challenge now. I mean, what do you do after a medical school? And Lawrence Tech presented that opportunity because this is imbibed in economic growth, in technology, in the future of our children.
You know, speaking about future, and in just a few minutes, we're going to have somebody in with us who is involved very much in looking at the future, and that's Jim Saber, who is the vice president with Next Energy, which is a company looking at electronics. As you look towards the future, what do you hope will be your biggest accomplishment in 5 years?
I think we'll be able to instill in our young men and women that technology is a safe career to follow and it is doable. The reason I say that, and it's my own experience, when students, our children, go to school, they are driven into different sports programs, some easy courses they like because they don't have to stress. So when they reach high school, you tell them math is difficult. You tell them, how about chemistry? I cannot solve that. The chart looks very difficult. Engineering is difficult. Medicine is difficult. The reason is they were never primed early on. So we are...
Let's do this. Let's take a pause for a second. Because I want to pick that story up in just a moment when we return. I want to thank the people who have been in our studio right now. First of all, Dr. Virender Modgil, who is the president of LTU. Thank you so much for being with us. So much that you're doing, not only with STEM, but also with STEAM, which is adding the arts to education as well.
Absolutely. Thank you for mentioning that. You know, STEM definition has been expanded to include the arts. because arts are very creative. For example, men and women who design cars, they're actually artists in many ways. They're designing.
Absolutely.
And they're part of technology in initiative.
Right.
So because of that, if you look around in this area, the Somerset Mall, the Tigers Club,
Comerica,
the Comerica Park, the Oakland County Airport, and the tallest building in China, second tallest in the world, were all designed by Lawrence Tech students or graduates.
I love it.
And technology is so messed up with engineering, for example.
Yeah.
The Taurus was designed by Lawrence Tech graduate. The DeLorean, you know, the Back to the Future, designed by Lawrence Tech engineer.
Uh-huh.
And we have now the most interestingly on planet Mars, the Curiosity rovers that is working around looking for signs of life, the sensors in that were designed by Lawrence Tech graduate.
Oh, my God. Good advertising. I'd say good advertising. If you'd like to find out more about Lawrence Technological University, simply go to our homepage, internetadvisor.net, and click on the Lawrence Tech button there.